Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth, who keepeth truth forever, and who never forsaketh the works of his own hands. Amen. Grace be unto you and peace from him which is, and which was, and which is to come, and from the seven spirits which are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, and the first begotten of the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth. Amen. Congregation, let us sing together of Psalter 431, the stanzas 4, 5, and 6. Open, saith the Lord, wide thy mouth believing. This my covenant word I will, if thou plead, fill thine every need, all thy wants relieving. And what follows, Psalter 431, the stanzas 4 through 6.
Thank you.
portion out of God's holy word, which we wish to read together, can be found in Mark 9, the verses 14 through 29. First, the holy law of God. And God spake all these words, saying, I am the Lord thy God, which have brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image, nor any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them. For I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me, and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days shalt thou labor and do all thy work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work, thou, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gates. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. Honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's house. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife, nor his manservant, nor his maidservant, nor his ox, nor his ass, nor anything that is thy neighbor's. Mark 9, the verses 14 through 29. And when he came to his disciples, he saw a great multitude about them, and the scribes questioning with them. And straightway all the people, when they beheld him, were greatly amazed, and running to him saluted him. And he asked the scribes, what question ye with them? And one of the multitude answered and said, Master, I have brought unto thee my son, which hath a dumb spirit. And wheresoever he taketh him, he teareth him, and he foameth and gnasheth with his teeth, and pineth away. And I spake to thy disciples that they should cast him out, and they could not. He answereth him and saith, O faithless generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I suffer you? Bring him unto me. And they brought him unto him. And when he saw him, straightway the spirit tore him, and he fell on the ground and wallowed foaming. And he asked his father, how long is it ago since this came unto him? And he said of a child, and oft times it hath cast him into the fire and into the waters to destroy him. But if thou canst do anything, have compassion on us and help us. Jesus said unto him, if thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. And straightway the father of the child cried out and said with tears, Lord, I believe, help thou mine unbelief. When Jesus saw that the people came running together, he rebuked the foul spirit, saying unto him, thou dumb and deaf spirit, I charge thee, come out of him and enter no more into him. And the spirit cried and rent him sore and came out of him, and he was as one dead, insomuch that many said, he is dead. But Jesus took him by the hand and lifted him up, and he arose. And when he was come into the house, his disciples asked him privately, why could not we cast him out? And he said unto them, this kind can come forth by nothing but by prayer and fasting. Thus far the scripture reading. We hope to remember in prayer Mr. and Mrs. Adi, the Lida van de Bruinhost, who hope to commemorate their 62nd wedding anniversary. Let us try to ask the Lord for his indispensable blessing. Almighty, eternal, unchangeable, good-doing, and ever faithful God of the heavens and of all the earth, and then it is pleased thee that in this morning we may see the light of another day, and thou hast given unto us and our children a fourth Lord's Day. And then thou hast spared the whole congregation hitherto in this year. And then in the midst of the trials and difficulties of life, as a consequence of sin, then thou hast left many good and precious things amongst us and our children. Also in the past week, then we have been showered with many gifts from above temporally, and we may also have the truth of thy holy word. And then thou requires that true thanksgiving, that humility, a soft and a warm heart. And then it can be that in this morning hour, when we have come up to thy house, and we may see the cold earth that we have thought, that is now a picture of my heart. In the midst of all thy goodness and all the callings, and then it is a privilege, and that is the work of the Spirit, to grant those exercises and the trouble with that heart, and a begging and a pleading, that thou may grant that soft heart. And then it is written in thy word, unto you that fear my name shall the Son of Righteousness arise with healing in his wings. And to that end we humbly beseech thee that thou may remember us in this morning hour. Thou hast promised where two or three are gathered in my name, there I am in the midst of them. Oh, do come down with thy Spirit and with thy power, that thy word may go forth with power divine. Lord, may it be on the fourth Lord's Day of this newly begun year, that thou may work wonderfully, that sinners may be wrought upon. Oh, a wonder when one sinner is turned unto thee. But we must ask for more. Oh, we need to ask for all, because what a solemn thought it is under such a glorious gospel as it is in Jesus Christ as the way to the Father, and then still to be unconverted. And, ah, Lord, thou knowest how deeply that we have fallen, that we are unable, unwilling, dead in sins and trespasses, still a blessing and a privilege, when we may have a tender conscience, when there still may be those profound impressions. But, O Lord, we need to be born again, and that is now thy work, and thou gatherest thy word and by Spirit. How wilt thou then do it on this Lord's Day, also in this morning service? Thou knowest how that each and every one has come up to thy house. May there have been even a little begging to that end, with our eyes upon the King who sitteth at thy right hand, and from thence he is gathering, defending, and preserving his church. Wilt thou spare that we build not upon sandy foundations? And, Lord, remember thy Zion. And then we have heard precious things out of thy word. And then that Father has come with such an upright and such an honest confession, could not deny what thou hast given, Lord, I believe. Help thou my unbelief. And thou hast a people upon the earth that without thee they can do nothing. It is all given good, and it is written in thy word, without faith it is impossible to please God. And to that end wilt thou remember thy Zion, and then to be given to examine for thy Zion what they are given to believe, the necessity to be led further into the mysteries of salvation. Wilt thou grant a rich blessing in the midst of thy church all over the earth? Remember all those who were called thy servants. Remember elders and deacons, all sowers of the seed, different places and different circumstances. And then in many countries, a people that cannot go up, of people that are not enabled because of persecution, but, Lord, then also in our country, then such great multitudes that will not come up. Oh, may we not be included in such a number, because thou wast promised by thy word to gather thy church. We commend unto thee our branch. Do help the readers in this day. May there be a Aaron's and hers, and do grant thy richest blessing. Remember the manifold temporal needs. Continue to provide for our daily bread. Wilt thou remember man and beast in the cold of the winter day? We commend unto thee all the mourning ones, O Lord. Thou knowest that there are many amongst us, and that the hand that is taken away, may that hand also uphold and comfort, and above all sanctify. Remember the sick and afflicted, and then as far as we know, on this Sabbath day, there is not one in the hospital, but there are grave concerns amongst us. Then we commend them all unto thee in a special way, if it may please thee, that the means may yet be blessed, and above all, the calling sanctified. Do remember the difficulties of the body and the difficulties and weakness of mind. Wilt thou remember and uphold their loved ones? Remember the scars, the crosses, and the burdens. May we be given to bear one another's burdens and so fulfill the law of Christ. We commend unto thee all the elderly ones, our care home, their residence, and those that may lovely care for them. Oh, do work with thy spirit among young and old in our care home. We commend unto thee prodigal sons and daughters, of whom we see no more. And now, Lord, in this morning, then we humbly beg of thee for the opening of thy holy testimony, and may thy word be blessed. Do go then from bench to bench, from heart to heart. Wilt thou help the little children to understand? Wilt thou take away everything that distracts and disturbs? Because the prince of darkness is also a faithful churchgoer, because he knows so well that is where thou hast promised to work and to dwell in a special way, and the devil believes thy word. Ah, Lord, wilt thou so remember us in mercy as an undeserving and sinful people? Oh, do grant that godly sorrow that leadeth to repentance and faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. We ask it in the pardoning of all of our sins, and we ask it in the name and for the sake of Christ only. Amen. Psalter 240. The stanzas 1, 2, and 3. O Lord, the God of my salvation, day and night I cry to thee. Let my prayer now find acceptance. In thy mercy, answer me. And what follows? The extra collection today is for the church periodicals. Psalter 240, the first three stanzas. spend this morning hour with the help of the Lord. We wish to ask your attention for the portion of Scripture which we have read together, Mark 9, the verses 14 through 29, and for our text, we shall read the last four words of verse 19, where God's word and our text reads thus, "Bring them unto me." Our text words speak of Jesus healing the deaf and dumb son. With four thoughts in the first place, a desperate case brought to Jesus. Secondly, an encouraging command given by Jesus. Thirdly, an upright confession to Jesus. And in the fourth place, a miraculous healing by Jesus. Bring him unto me. Jesus healing the deaf and dumb boy. A desperate case brought to Jesus. An encouraging command given by Jesus. An upright confession to Jesus, and a miraculous healing by Jesus. Beloved congregation, what precious words on the fourth Lord's Day of this newly begun year. Bring him unto me. Do we then have matters that need to be brought to the Lord? Have there been special matters in this week, and also matters in this morning hour? Temporal needs, but also spiritual needs. And bring them unto me when we think of those 10 lepers, all leprous, given to believe that Jesus could heal, and they were healed. Thus, those lepers, they have experienced much. But there was only one that returned to give thanks to Jesus. How has it been the first weeks of this newly begun year? Ah, for those that have not so many difficulties, no perfection upon the world, no empty places in the family circles, and what blessings that the Lord grants also in the winter time, warm homes, a warm church, we may have his word. And how is it now with that thanksgiving? We have sung together out of Psalter 431, open wide thy mouth, believing. Thus, that tells us that the Lord requires that we come to him in the way of true saving faith. And I read in Hebrews 11, verse 6, without faith, it is impossible to please God. are there times, people, that we run stuck, that we know it no more. And now we have heard it, hope to come to it later. That confession, always prayer, his confession, was much amiss, but it was true, upright, genuine, sincere, with a true and a profound need, Lord, to whom else shall we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life, and the Lord has given deliverance. Then our first point, a desperate case. Parents, it's true, only the father is mentioned. He has come. Possible that mother was too overwhelmed. But a desperate case. The disciples, three of them, Peter, John, and James, they have been on the Mount of Transfiguration, where Christ was transformed, his glory. Moses and Elias, there was communion, we would say, a foretaste of heaven. And then those three disciples, they have come down together with Jesus, and they have come in the midst of the scribes who were quarreling with the disciples. Then how quickly that matters and circumstances can change. In a moment's time, there are families that can speak of those things, and also concerning the first weeks of this newly begun year, when the Lord has granted many a blessing and many a prosperity. Proverbs 27 verse 1, boast not thyself of the day of tomorrow, for thou knowest not what the day bringeth forth. And now the three disciples, Jesus, they have come off the mountain. They have come to Galilee, and there a great crowd was present. And there we read in this portion of Scripture, and when he came to his disciples, he saw a great multitude about them, and the scribes questioning with them. And straightway all the people, when they beheld him, were greatly amazed, and running to him, saluted him. And then Jesus has come as the faithful shepherd for his church and for his disciples. Then he has taken it up for the disciples. And when he was given to hear and see that the scribes, because at the where Jesus has come, there were different peoples. Oh, there were those nine disciples. There were the scribes. There was the father with the son who had epilepsy, but also possessed with the spirit. In our chapter, in Luke 9, verse 17, called the dumb spirit, in verse 20, the spirit tear him. In verse 21, Spirit, cast them into the fire and water. And in verse 25, he is called a foul spirit. We also read this history in Matthew 17. And therefore, there it is plainly written in verse 13 that Jesus rebuked the devil. And in Luke 9, we read, a spirit taketh him. And in verse 42, the devil threw him down. Thus, in our text words, we have a father with a son that had epilepsy, but it was also under the influence and the power of the devil for a certain time. Thus, what a desperate case. It is not all written in the Bible. Undoubtedly, has sought out different physicians, and that father undoubtedly has heard of the wonderful works of Jesus, and to that end he has brought his son to Jesus, but Jesus was not present, and therefore he has presented his son to the disciples, and then he has said that they should cast them out, but they could not. It was such a desperate and an impossible case. And now in the scriptures, then the Lord Jesus Christ has confirmed this doctrine with the performing of many miracles, also times, different places. When the gospel is brought to a certain place for the first time, that the Lord does amazing and wonderful things. Think when we read the book of Acts, how many times that the preaching of the apostles has been confirmed with miracles. But now those healings in the scriptures, they are also a type of spiritual healing. We read of many different sicknesses, all those leprous ones, and that is our picture by nature, and the Lord has a people that learns that it is so. Oh, we read of deaf ones, we read of blind ones, we read of lame ones, all pictures of our spiritual disease and how the Lord, he has healed those temporal diseases much more. And then he heals the spiritual disease of his church, and that is sin. And now also in our chapter, then that son, that is a picture of different people. Of course, in our deep fallen Adam, we have given our right hand to the devil, has become our father. And now in the Lord's goodness, then he restrains the devil much, especially when we may be under the external administration of the covenant of grace, when his word is opened and given heed to, and when there may be much prayer, then the Lord in his common goodness, then he restrains the devil that he cannot do what he wishes. Oh, congregation, the devil is such a tyrant. With the devil there is no mercy. The devil is a liar from the beginning, and he has one purpose, to keep us under his dominion, that we spend eternity in hell with the devil, where he shall torment us forever. And when the Lord begins by his Spirit, what a trouble his people can have with the assaults of the devil. Thomas Brooks, a Puritan, 6 volumes of his writings, and then in his first volume, then a third of that book, the first part, that is devoted to the remedies against the many devices of Satan. And now we need, oh, my unconverted fellow travelers, may you be given to us much, that by the Lord's almighty grace, by his almighty arm, that you may be rescued from under his dominion, under his banner, and that you may be placed under the glorious banner of Jesus Christ concerning the works of Satan. There is much that we cannot understand, that we cannot fathom. Nevertheless, we read in the time of Jesus oftentimes that different ones were possessed by the devil, and oh, think of the book of Job that shows how mean and what a tyrant that the devil is. And then it is written that he goes to and fro through the earth, up and down in it, and also a faithful churchgoer trying to disturb and to distract. But then in the life of Job, then we see what a tyrant that the devil is, that he has come to the Lord and says, "Does Job serve thee for naught? Thou givest everything that he desires, the richest man of the east, nothing lacking, a dear wife, 10 children, but now touch his possessions." And then see what becomes of the religion of Job. Job had a religion, it is true. It was deeply tried. But a religion in prosperity, but also for adversity. And then in one day, 4 messengers. And the last messenger, the 4 winds have come and smote the house where his children were, ushered into eternity. And then Job was, by the grace of God, the Lord has given, the Lord has taken, blessed be the name of the Lord. But touch now his body. And then he was sorely afflicted. And now this father has brought a son, epilepsy. Parents that have such a child, they know how distressing it can be. But on top of it, that the power, that the devil had a special power and influence over that little son. And then there were times that he was cast into the fire. He was cast into the water. And then above it all, that he was dumb and deaf. Thus, what a desperate case. And now that little son, then we can draw lines. Oh, what happens sometime that a father and mother has a son, image of father, their pride, And when he is young, obedient, listens to God's word, attentive, maybe, even some convictions, and then it can be when they become older and boys, hope that shall never be your picture. Maybe wrong companions, maybe bad music. You can multiply it out. Can be with daughters, a beautiful rose in the household, serving, but also the wrong way, and that they begin to resemble this son. That they are dumb, a mother's tears, a father's pleadings will not turn them around. Maybe they are dumb, they listen, they do not speak. A desperate case. Oh, then we can think of those substance abuse. Let us mention alcohol. Oh, when they are sober, then you can reason with them, speak with them. You're still given to listen. But when they take of that substance, cast into the fire, into the water, troubles, dangers, and afflictions, oh, what a desperate case it can be. In family circles, it is possible, we do not know, that these parents, this father, that they have kept it much to themselves, because such terrible, overwhelming things have happened. Maybe the outside world, outside people, have heard a little bit of it, but if you have not experienced it, you cannot understand it, fathom it. And in a case of desperation, then what precious words in our text. That's our history. That is now a type of desperate and impossible cases where it seems that human help does not avail. We have said that in the Gospels, that those physical and temporal healings, that they are also a type of spiritual healings. Then we can draw many lines. And we have mentioned Thomas Brooks, when he has written of the remedies against all Satan's devices, then he has not only addressed the unconverted, but he has also addressed the true people of God with all the assaults and the clever devices of Satan to keep them, if it was possible, to bring them to despair, to cast themselves into fire and to water, and above all, to keep them from the precious Jesus. And now there are souls, when they read of a dumb spirit and a boy that was deaf, then it is not so strange. Of course, when the Lord works, then our ears are opened to hear concerning the things of the Lord. But then such souls, they listen to the judgments. Oh, that is for them, that they have learned. It's what they deserve because of their sin. And they listen so quickly to the whisperings of Satan, where he comes with his assaults, and he also comes with truth. He points them to what they ought to be and what they are and what they remain. But now concerning the precious promises for us people, as they are in Jesus Christ. Ah, that is too great. Then it seems oftentimes, then we see that in the life of the true child of God, they need to be led step by step. Their ears need to be opened for the truths, the full truth, all the truth as it is in Jesus Christ. And they can be so dumb. Not in the inner chamber, no. Oh, there they are given to pour out their heart as that dove, as they read, not that they always dare, but they have received the hope. Because when the Lord works, he grants also that hope. And then they cannot deny what the Lord has given. Then they may experience wonderful things. Then sometimes, as it were, they were lit with fire, with love, and with zeal. And soon in the cold waters of trials, of doubts, and afflictions. We read in Isaiah 54 of a people tossed with tempest and uncomforted. Thus a type of that spiritual people, of that spiritual warfare, tossed back and forth. All the one time they are given to be joyful, filled with hope, given to believe that the Lord knows of them. And then soon after, it can be that they are so tossed up and down in the waves of trials, of doubts, of infirmities. And now this father has brought his son to Jesus. Jesus was not present. And then he said, disciples, cast out that foul spirit out of my son. We have heard it. They should, and they could not. They have been sent out before. And then they were given power to cast out devils, evil spirits. Undoubtedly, they have spoken the same words to this son, and not the least effect. They could not. Have also learned without me, ye can do nothing. Oh, how those disciples, they must have longed for Jesus, their master, to appear. And then the scribes, they have come to quarrel with them. The Lord Jesus Christ, in his preaching, then he is warned against the head knowledge and the self-righteous Pharisees. And now the scribes, they thought they now have an opportunity to address those disciples, that they were not real disciples, because that father has asked and they could not. And that is not a strange matter for office bearers, that there can also be desperate, impossible cases. And then they are given to see that a higher hand, an almighty hand, is necessary to deliver such desperate cases. Thus then we have the disciples, we have the scribes, a large crowd, we have heard it. They have come running, but for many of them, they were there to see miracles, and with all the miracles, they have still asked for a sign, different place in scriptures. Oh, sometime we think, congregation, if we had now lived in that time when Jesus was upon earth, think many boys and girls have thought, if I had lived upon the earth that time, then it would be much easier to be converted. If I had now seen all those wonders that Jesus has performed, if I would have been present when that great multitude was fed with two loaves, a few loaves, and a few fishes, then I would be given to believe and I would be converted. But for that multitude, for many of them, there was not a savor of life unto life. In congregation, does the Lord not give us many blessings? Does he not perform many wonders amongst us and our children? Shall not multiply it out. The necessity of the work of the Holy Spirit. And now, for that father with a son. Epilepsy, possessed by a foul spirit, brought to office bearers, they should, and they could not. And then for that father to hear about that quarreling, how distressing that was. We could compare it, let's say, boys and girls. Your father and mother, very sick, unbearable pain, and they take you to emergency, and then doctors and nurses come and they start talking about the news, about the weather. What would you think? Then you would say, doctor and nurses, do not speak about these things, because I think maybe I am dying. Then you must speak about my case and whether there is a remedy to be healed. A desperate case brought to Jesus. What precious words in our text. Bring him unto me, let us first sing. Psalter 188, the stanzas 1, 2, and 4. And make haste, O my God, to deliver, I pray. O Lord, to my rescue make haste. Let those who would harm me be filled with dismay, and in their own folly disgraced, and what follows. Psalter 188, the stanzas 1, 2, and 4. a desperate case brought to Jesus. And then we can multiply it out. There can be desperate cases and so many circumstances, discouragement, depression, of family relationships. And now when we read of this son, then he seemed to be a playball of the devil. And the Lord has a people upon the earth that there can be those times that it seems like it is so. Tossed from the one side to the other. And concerning the condition of the son, Matthew 17, a lunatic sore vexed. And in Luke 9, verse 37 to 42, then Lucas mentioned an only son. Lucas mentioned that more often in the gospel. Only son of the widow of Nain, who she was bringing to the cemetery. And also concerning the 12-year-old daughter of Jairus. And then in that multitude, then there was one that was especially rejoicing, and that was the devil. We read in Genesis 3, verse 15, I will put enmity between thee and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed. And that enmity we trace throughout the Old Testament. Also in the New Testament, when we read in the Gospels of different ones that were possessed with devils. And now the devil thought, in this case, there is a case too hard for Jesus. But then Jesus has come. And then the devil is given to tremble. In congregation, that is what we need in the year 2026. That Jesus, that he comes in our midst, that he walks in our midst, and that he performs wonders in our midst. And now that Father, when he has heard of Jesus, then he has brought his vexed son. How is it with us, congregation? Are our prayers, are they only concerning temporal needs, great needs, and also blessed work? Think of Mark 2, of that paralyzed man when he had four friends. And he may bring, those four friends may bring that paralyzed man, let him down through the roof at the feet of Jesus to be healed. That is our calling, and that is a blessed work. But concerning our prayers, not only the sick, the afflicted, depressed, the mourning, the burdens and the crosses, but fathers and mothers, we must also bring our healthy children to Jesus. Because by nature, they have a sin-sick soul. It is true. The Gospels, most cases, those that were brought to Jesus, they were sick, afflicted, demon-possessed. But we do have an example. Mark 10, that there were those that have brought their little children to Jesus. We do not read they were sick. They were healthy. But they have brought their little children to Jesus that he may lay his hands upon them and bless them. May that be done much. Prayer and supplication in the way of intercession in this year. Because we have not only a body, but we all have a soul. Fathers and mothers, we have experienced it, that all children do not become old. His father in our text, a desperate case. But when our children are unconverted, when we are unconverted, is that not a desperate case? One step between us and death. And now the Father has brought his Son, and then we read, we compare the Gospels, that he is kneeled and that he has addressed the Lord Jesus Christ as Master, acknowledging his Lordship. Also necessary in our life that we acknowledge Jesus as King, divine authority, has given us his precious word and law, and then our children can even understand it. When that Father has brought his Son, that he was sure he would ask, that he would not do anything, appear in a way like a heathen, that would offend Jesus. Because otherwise, our prayers are mockery. And now we read that the Father has said to Jesus, Master, I have brought unto thee my Son, which hath a dumb spirit. And then he was given to lay out the case, and wheresoever he taketh him, he teareth him, and he foameth, and gnasheth with his teeth, and pineth away. And I spake to thy disciples that they should cast them out, and they could not. What was now missing? That is also encouragement. With this Father, we hope to hear it further. That it was not a perfect prayer. Not a perfect request. There were things that were lacking, that were missing. And yet, Jesus has healed his Son. because that son oftentimes cast into the fire, other times into the water, and the Lord has spared him each time that he was not burnt and that he was not drowned. Thus that father, in that great distress, then he has forgot a word of acknowledgement. Can be with those desperate cases that we only see the desperate case so occupied, and that we do not even have an eye for what the Lord still grants, that he upholds, and that he has spared hitherto. And now Jesus began to speak. Oh, what an encouragement for that father, that Jesus was not silent. If we think of the Canaanite woman, then she has even heard those disciples say that she must be sent away. But that we do not read, ah, for those disciples. Impossible case. A desperate case. A father's at his wit's end. Then how glad they were that their master, that Jesus has come. Also it can be the life of office bearers with those cases, and that Jesus is given to take the case up. He answereth him and saith, was a rebuke. And that was an answer to all that were present. He answereth him and saith, O faithless generation, in Matthew 17, a perverse generation. O faithless generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I suffer you? Bring him unto me. What a solemn word. Also a fitting word when we have begun. Oh, how quickly time goes. I think, boys and girls, you even have to agree that time goes very fast. Just started the new year, and now already it's the 25th day. And then the address, O faithless, Matthew also perverse generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall our day of grace be? How long shall the Lord continue as that faithful, patient, long-suffering God continue to call? How long shall he continue to place dung around the tree of our life? How long shall we be given to hear the law and to be given to hear the glorious gospel of Jesus Christ? We do not read with that address, faithful and perverse generation, that any have spoken against it. Do not read, does not mean it was not so, that they have become angry. How long shall I be with you? That's sometimes the question in our life. Lord, how long wilt thou have patience with a sinner? How long for a wayward people, a people that follow so hard after the world, Lord, so many in our country, in our community, that formerly also on the Lord's Day went up to God's house, and now we spent the day as other days. What maketh me to differ? And the second expression, how long shall I suffer you? Are there times that there is a little bewilderment for a sinner as I, ingratitude, unthankful, or are you all thankful people? Soft heart. As Job has said in Job 23, verse 16, for God maketh my heart soft. Ah, the Lord has a people that can be so distressed and so sad. And then to consider that the Lord still suffers then, still grants those so many blessings, follows him with his holy word, calls and invites the precious promises in God's word. How long shall I suffer thee? Oh, also a fitting admonishment, exhortation on the fourth Lord's Day of the year 2026. But not a period. Oh, if there had been a period after those two exhortations, then that Father, humanly speaking, would have pined away, would have returned home with his desperate case. But now, after that exhortation, was a rebuke. Also for the Father, then those precious words. And may that be encouragement for us and our children this newly begun year. Temporal cases, desperate cases, and not only for the body. Oh, the Lord has a people. Burdens unbearable, riddles, questions, their debt, the burden of their sin. And then Jesus says in this morning, bring them unto me. May it be granted in a rich measure to follow that command. Oh, then later, must close for this morning. Hopefully, the Lord willing, next week, we can continue. Oh, what precious and tender words, what exhortations in the Scriptures concerning prayer. Temporal needs above all spiritual needs. Bring them unto me. Amen. Let us close. Lord, wilt thou grant by the work of thy Spirit in a rich measure unto us and our children what thou hast commanded that Father with a son, a very desperate and distressing case, bring them unto me. And then thou requires that it is by faith. And Lord, of self, we have none, cannot make it, cannot bring it forth, but that is thy work. And to that end, by renewal, we beg of thee for a rich measure of the precious workings of thy Holy Spirit in the hearts of young and old, thy uncovering and discovering work to make room for the precious work of thy dear Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. May we be given to bear one another's burdens and so fulfill the law of Christ. Lord, those that are in bondage, walking with the burden of their debt, their sin, how wilt thou draw them or drive them? Thou art so free and sovereign. Wilt thou watch over us in this day? Grant traveling mercies. Help fathers and mothers to speak of the things of the Lord to their children, singing in prayer. Remember the confession of faith class. Return us in this evening hour. Pardon us of all of our sins. In Jesus' name, amen. Our closing Psalter, Psalter 77. We have not come to the deliverance for that son, and therefore let us sing of Psalter 77. Let us sing the stanzas 2, 3, and 4. His holy name remember, ye saints Jehovah praise. His anger lasts a moment, his favor all our days, and what follows. The consistory wishes to announce the following, the Lord willing. There will be a midweek service on Thursday evening, January 29, at 7:30 p.m. Psalter 77, the stanzas 2, 3, and 4. receive the blessing of the Lord and depart in peace. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen.